Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today's show is going to be very polarizing for some of you. It's going to be very liberating for some of you. But the title of this show is going to be, You Don't Hate the Left Enough. Why would I say a thing like that? Why would I talk about hatred like that, as in you're supposed to hate people? Well, I want to clarify a couple of things before anybody jumps to any crazy conclusions or anything like that. Number one, when I use the word hate very specifically, as in you don't hate the people, you hate the ideology. Now, I know that in the same way that the political orientation is the same kind of shorthand for the people who follow it, in the same way that race is kind of a shorthand for culture, I'm not saying that you hate necessarily people. If you do, there are some people that I think, you know, you would be all within your rights to hate personally. But I'm not telling you to hate the people as much as the ideology. In the same way that I wouldn't recommend that you hate Muslims, but Islam itself, I think, is incredibly dangerous. You might ask me, well, Austin, why would I hate the left or the left-wing ideology? Well, I'm so glad you asked, because there's two major problems in the world when it comes to social media. Number one, they're the distractions. The distractions, as in, and I'll give you some examples here shortly. Examples of distractions is one. The second one is the misinformation, as in the misrepresentation of the realities that we're seeing. That is one of the biggest problems we have. Without a doubt, one of the most difficult problems we have to overcome. So now what we're going to do, we're going to go over to my X. If you don't follow me on X, you should. I post a lot on there. I also react to a lot of different things. So if you want to see someone react the way that you'd probably react when you first see something, you let me know. Because I can guarantee you, we're going to share a lot in common. Let's go over to my X. First thing we see. See, this is one of the things that when Musk bought X that changed the whole game, was a lot of people were silenced. The left wing likes to silence people who they don't like. That's one of the most difficult parts that people have to accept. The left is not your friend. Unless you're one of their in crowd, they're not your friends. The right can be jerks. The right can say things that are hurtful, but they're not going to say things as in, oh, this person shouldn't be able to speak. That's what you're going to hear a lot from, especially people on the internet on the left, and people are talking heads on the alphabet channels. That's what you're going to hear. It's a lot of, you shouldn't have the right to disagree with me, as in they're going to take the Pravda approach. The Pravda was the paper run by the government in Russia. I think it still exists now, I believe. But that's the problem. Unless you were one of them, you didn't get coverage. That's what Twitter used to be. That's what a lot of the alphabet channels, ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, all this stuff, is largely the same way. Now, when it comes to distractions, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about right here. This is the kind of cringe content that makes me so sick. And all y'all be thirsty down bad in this comment section. That's the problem right here. Y'all be thirsty and down bad getting distracted by this type of bullshit. This stuff will distract you and cause you to not be the man you're supposed to be and care about the things you're supposed to care about. This stuff right here. Stupid, moronic content that people consume by the millions. And I'll guarantee you this comment section right here is full of down bad dudes. I'd click on it and show you, but I guarantee you what's going to happen. You're going to see something you're not supposed to see, and my channel is going to get blocked. Okay? See, this is what I'm talking about, my friends. This is the kind of content that we're concerned about. This is the kind of stuff right here. Here we go, right here. Liberals, we value democracy and liberty. Far right, we're going to... See, here's the problem. Liberals use the word like liberals, and then there's far right. The far right, by today's standards, are moderates. Oh, and by the way, the Nazis were not far right. They were largely left, and they had them left and right leaning, but they're mostly left wingers. All you gotta do is look at the fact that old AH was a teetotaling vegan who was addicted to methamphetamines. Don't know a whole lot of them. And so I think at the end of the day, we really need to set the record straight. Let's go down a little bit more. Again, more garbage content right here. This is the kind of stuff right here. This is the stuff that's celebrated by your friends in the left wing right here. Got destroyed by two coworkers in our 10-minute break, and it was awesome. Boom. See right there? That's the left-wing content they're going to push. Oh, that's liberating. Oh, that's fantastic. We like that. That's for liberating. That's freedom. That's feminism. We love that. Meanwhile, what does it do? Nothing beneficial. All it does is make people stupider. And all it does is glorify the lowest common denominator in our society. All it does. And frankly, it's... Oh, no way. Look at this. The priest kicks ICE agents out of the church. Oh, of course, because you know the Catholic Church needs all those illegal aliens to fill up their pews. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we know. Do I want to listen to this? Let's listen to the audio.
God you worship, maybe an orange one.
Let's let this video reset and let's listen to this audio.
Your job stops at these doors. Whoever seeks refuge here will find it. Leave out of this house. I don't know what God you worship, maybe an orange one, but my God is love. Your job stops at these doors. Whoever seeks refuge here will find it.
Leave. Look at this schmuck. Look at him. Look at the camera. Look at the schmuck. Look at the camera and act like, did I do a good job? Did I do good? Look at me. I'm a good slave to the New World Order. Look at me. That's what he looked like. God is not just love. I hate the... Oh, you're going to set me off with this one. Is God love? Yes. God is very loving. Yes. Yes, he is. But you know what he also is? Wrath. Justice. Anybody even read the Old Testament? Plagues. Justice. Slaughtering people. Act like God is Mr. Rogers.
Hello, neighbor. I'm so glad we're together again.
Like God's some like Newton, like God's like a gay Mr. Rogers is what people think that God is. God is love. Like God is Mr. Rogers. God is not Mr. Rogers. God is like that father or mother who sets you straight with tough love. Not gonna sit there and be like, you know what? We know you're going through so much, so we're going to let you just do whatever you want. No. No, that's not how it works. So forgiveness, yeah. But that's not a blank check to do whatever the hell you want. What's this now? Oh, yes, more AI content. Look at this. ChatGPT response. I cheated on my boyfriend because he didn't want to buy me flowers. ChatGPT's response. I hear you, heart emoji. Oh, gosh. You're not a bad person for this. Yes, you are a bad person. Again, AI. AI is getting more and more dangerous because AI is overwhelmingly programmed by liberal douchebags to push forward the lie that the only people that are to blame for anything are white, heterosexual, Christian males, and everybody else is off the hook, in plain English. That includes white women, that includes people who are black, Hispanic, Asian, Muslims, everybody. Everybody's off the hook, except for the evil, heterosexual, Christian, white male. That guy's on the hook for every problem on the planet. Everything else, everybody else is off the hook, though. Oh, then we got a brave British guy. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob, Mr. I'm a brave man. Hey, Bob, why don't you go and talk about how the Muslims are destroying your country? How about you talk about how Winston Churchill was a great leader of your country and how your country is now garbage? Your country arrests people for posting offensive tweets on the internet. Where are you, Bob? Where's your tough guy act now, Bob? You schmuck, you. Out here talking about how hate and division don't win. Meanwhile, you hate people like me. Meanwhile, you hate conservatives. You hate Americans. You hate everybody except for the people you're supposed to hate. Like what your father fought in World War II. The Hitlers and headscarves that are flooding your country by the millions. But you don't want to know about that, would you, Bob? You schmuck, you moron. I can't stand people like him. They make me so angry. They act like they're so brave. They're so pure. Meanwhile, all they're doing is ignoring the overwhelming reality that they're living in. That they are the fascists. They live in the fascist regime. They're the ones that are participating in this garbage. And then act like, oh, it's those dumb Neanderthal Americans. Oh, I can't stand people who are so brain damaged. Again, look, more stupid content that people would watch as opposed to watching intelligent commentary right here. Again, that's what I'm talking about. This is the stuff. And I don't look this stuff up, by the way. This is the stuff that people get all over the place. And it's sad. Makes me sick, man. Look. Dude, I'm telling you, man, this is the stuff people will look at as opposed to looking at something that directly affects their lives. And my God, I just... Look, again, we have more garbage. Look, right here. Do these left-wing comics actually believe the stuff they put out? First of all, we all know that's not how it went down, but if you want to... Yeah, look, yeah, that's totally what happened, surely. Yeah, exactly. See, this is what I'm talking about. Oh, and having a Twitter handle like this would get you arrested in the United Kingdom. The bastion of freedom that it is. See, this is what I'm talking about, my friends. This is why you don't hate the left enough. They're destroying your country. They're destroying your way of life. And here you are sitting here like, oh, you know, it's not that bad. And it's really sad. Oh, look. All these brave atheists. Say, what do you have to say about this? Where are all the feminists? Where are you? Look at it. Look, your sacred Muslim friends are denigrating and humiliating women. Where are you while they treat women like cattle? Look, you doing anything about it? Nope. Y'all do anything about it?
Stop lying!
They're just full of lying scumbags. They don't do anything to help anybody.
Screw you, hippie!
And frankly, I'm sick of it. And I think you're sick of it too, which is why you're listening to this.
You lied to me.
You should realize that they lied to you. You should realize that at the end of the day, the reality that you see is largely completely fabricated. And it's really sad, and I hate to see it. And again, another reason why you don't hate the left enough is this right here. Look, this right here. Look, this is why you don't hate the left enough. This type of content right here. And if you're listening on audio, go to video. You'll see what I'm talking about. This is the stuff right here. My friends, we don't live in a time where you can just sit by and not afford to care about this. You need to care about this. And if you don't, I'm sorry. I can't help you. You're gone already. You've checked out. You don't care about life. You've given up on life if you don't care about these things. And it's frankly really sad that we've gotten to this level where people genuinely don't care about the world. They don't care that we don't live in a country of freedom. But it used to be very free, and now you're being silenced again by these people who are supposedly on your side. Supposedly, they're fighting for you. Supposedly, they care about your rights, but they don't. They don't care about your rights. They care about their right to your stuff. They care about their right to your thoughts, your emotions, and your life. Your children, your income, your thoughts. Your actions, they have a right to all of it in their minds. And that's the problem. That is the problem. And anybody who doesn't see that as a problem, I can't help you. You're so brain damaged. It's over for you. My friends, the left wing in America is not the only one, is not the only party at fault. The right is not perfect by any stretch. However, there is no equivalency. You don't hate these liars enough who talk about this, the woman in Minneapolis, as if she was gunned down in cold blood. Not true. Total and absolute failure.
I love the poorly educated.
Total fabricated lie from the pits of hell.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
They're a bunch of a-holes who have no respect for the truth, no respect for how it affects your life, and no respect for how it affects the next generation. Nothing. They don't care. They care about themselves, their agenda, and making money on their way out the back door. That's all they care about. And the answer is, what are you going to do about it? That's the question. And the answer is, you have to get involved. You have to decide how you're going to let it affect your life and what you're going to do in response, because you can't control what other people do. And I don't recommend you go out and you hurt anybody. Absolutely not. That's not going to solve any problems. That doesn't fix anything. Contrary to what people who would go after Charlie Kirk and other people like him would have you believe, it doesn't fix the problem. It doesn't do anything other than ruin your life and somebody else's life. That doesn't fix the problem. My friends, please listen to me very carefully with what I'm about to tell you. You must decide what you're going to do with the information you receive, whether it's on this show, someone else's show. You have to decide in your life what you're going to do about it. Me, I want to run for office. I want to run for Congress out here in Idaho. That's what I want to do. But right now, I'm more focused on the present, working towards the future. The world is so full of people who don't care or who care about the wrong things. Don't be powerless in your life. Don't sit there and feel sad about yourself because you can't express your opinions the way that I do on this show, even though you relate to so many things that I've said so far. You need to decide what you're going to do with your life and how it's going to be lived. Because if you don't, somebody else will, and it will not be what you want. You can take that one to the bank, Jank. That you can take to the bank, because I can guarantee you it won't. You will sit there and you will look back in your life and you will say,
oh, hell no.
You'll be disappointed. You'll be unhappy. And you need to do more than act like Cartman.
Screw you, hippie.
You might say that that's all I'm doing, but I'm giving context, giving you cultural significance and historical facts of how this ties into your life and how we are repeating history before our eyes. The right, not even the right wing, the Nazi party was created in response to the street communist scumbag vermin in Germany in the 1930s. They started out protecting their neighborhoods and it ended in an atrocity because the wrong people took control of the right, well-meaning people in Germany. They hijacked their movement. I don't want a repeat of history. I don't want to see what happened happening again. I don't want it. I want charismatic, conservative leadership. I want somebody to come out and say, this is what America is, and this is what it's going to be. We will work with people who disagree with us, but we will not allow them to hijack our kids' minds, our agenda, our pocketbooks, and our lives with their garbage that has never worked. Their communist rhetoric has never, will never, and it will only lead to death, destruction, and decay of any society it comes in contact with. There is no democratic socialism. It is only socialism, which is communism without a gun. I don't want you to fall victim to this. I don't want you to feel like your voice has no meaning, because it does. It does, and you must believe it, and you must act accordingly. My friends, let me know how you came to your political orientation. What do you think of the left? What do you think of the right? You let me know. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace out.